My name is Kevin Modest. I'm with the California Brain Tumor Association, but actually collaborate with 10 other groups. One of the groups is emfscientist.org, emfscientist.org. That's 220 doctors and scientists from 39 countries who have looked at health effects from wireless radiation. And from their work and the work of others, we can clearly say that wireless radiation can cause cancer, neurological problems, immune system disorders, and reproductive harm. Clearly, our scientists, along with the other groups I work with, which are composed of people who are developing wireless health effects from their various sources, for instance, people developing brain tumors from their cell phone and the radiation emits, people developing neurological symptoms from the Wi-Fi, from school Wi-Fi, people developing neurological and cancerous health effects from simple smart meters. Smart meters being little wireless meters that are put on people's homes so that the people don't have to come by and read the meter themselves manually. So regardless of the source, and cell towers are the most powerful source of wireless radiation emissions, regardless of the source, the health effects can be the same. So what brings me here today is the rollout of 5G technology. And people need to understand that 5G technology is very different from 2G, 3G, and 4G that preceded it. And that is because the wireless radiation is using a higher frequency. Our current wireless technology uses about 1 gigahertz to 4 gigahertz. This new 5G technology is ultra high frequency, ultra high intensity, and it's 24 gigahertz to 90 gigahertz. To put this in some type of perspective, 90 gigahertz is 90 billion electromagnetic waves per second hitting your body. We know people are already getting sick from the lower frequencies, and we expect, that is our scientists expect, that these higher ultra high frequency microwaves are gonna bring people to disease quicker and in a more intense form. The other problem with 5G technology is these microwaves are very short. So our old microwaves were about 2.5 to 3 feet long. These are now about 1 inch to 1/2 inch long, and they don't travel very well. So they're gonna have to put a little cell tower transmitter in front of about every 2 to 10 homes. Now this is a big problem because we know that cancer rates around regular cell towers are about 3 or 4 times what they normally should be. We also know that there's neurological symptoms that increase as you get closer and closer to a cell tower. Now these new transmitters are going to be placed close to people's homes. It's going to be continuous exposure as with other cell towers, but it'll be emitting a much more higher frequency, high intensity wireless radiation.